This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abba. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Mem Vav. And we're up to Siv Gimel. The Mechaber said, Chayiv Adam Levarech B'choyoy Me'ah Brachos L'Pachos. One is obligated to make at least 100 brachos a day. The Mishnah Berurah had a cheshbon, if you count Berachas HaTorah as 3, that you have 92 brachos a day. All the brachos as part of the regular Seder HaTfilah, you have 92 brachos a day if you count Berachas HaTorah as 3. By the way, it's interesting, you know, I like to give the shir a lot from Rav Schwab, connecting each part of the davening to a different part of the Beis HaMikdash. He makes the 3 steps of the Duchan connected to the 3 Berachos of Berachas HaTorah, which fits into the Shita of the Ramah, that Berachas HaTorah is 3 separate Berachos. But we said, you have 92 Berachos as part of the regular Seder HaTfilah, according to our custom, that the Berachas HaTorah are really 2, that Lasek and Harv is 1, it's 91 Berachos, and then you have 2 meals a day with Bracha ala kois is another 16. So the question is, what do you do, let's say, on Shabbos, when instead of 57 brachos of Chazar Sashatz, you only have 21? Well, actually, with most of 28. So you're going down from 57 to 28. That's a very big, that's 29 brachos short. Yeah, you're 29 brachos short on Shabbos. Because during the week, you have Zon Brachos, 19, 19, 19. On Shabbos, you have 7, 7, 7, 7. So you're going down 29. The good news is on Shabbos, you have 3 meals. So you have Al Natil Siyadayim, you have Hamoitzi, and you have 4 of Brachos HaMazon, so that's 18. And of course, especially if you're going to be Mevarech Al HaKos, but let's leave that out for now. The Mishnah Berurah now says, what do you do on Shabbos? Uviyoyim HaShabbos Chasoloi Shloish Esrei Brachos Me'ah Me'ah. You're missing 13. So let's see if we can figure out what that cheshbon is. Because you have 57 normally during the week from Chazar Sashatz. And on Shabbos, from Shmoneh Esrei, now you have 28. So that's, you're 29 down. But as we said, you have, instead of 2 sudais, which the Mishnah Berurah calculated as 16 brachos, you have 3 sudais, which is 24 brachos. So it's 21. Why does the Mishnah Berurah says Uviyam Hashem Chasol Shlosh Esrei Brachos? Why 13? I'm not sure what his cheshbon is with that. Because the chayra, one second. Uviyoyim HaShabbos, chosol shloish yaseh brachos me'ameach, b'chitza Magen Avraham ayin sham. Okay, you have to look in the cheshbon in the Magen Avraham. Because pashtos, again, like we said, you are 29 brachos short from Chazar Sashatz, although you have an additional suda, so that knocks you down to 21. Where those additional 8 brachos come from, in other words, how the Mishnah Berurah gets to 15 as opposed to being 21 short, we'll have to look in the Magen Avraham. So now Lamaisa, if you're 15 short, that's not really a problem, because on a typical day, you have 108 brachos. 108 brachos minus 15 is 98, 93. You only have to get 7 more brachos. But again, that's provided that you're being mevarech al hakos. So what do? Al ken yir la hashlima v'minei peres ha-magadim. That's where Shabbos parties come from, right? In other words, be mashlim it with fruits and different treats. V'im ein loy, what if you can't do that? Yoitze al pi hadchak b'ma sheyichavein l'shmaya berchas haTorah v'hamafter v'yano amen. Then if you don't have that, then al pi hadchak you yoitze if you're mechavein to listen to berchas haTorah and maftir and to answer amen.
You have Kiddush.
Yeah, apparently he didn't give that Eitzah, right?
No, that's why I'm missing.
Are you saying with the Magen Avram?
Yeah, Lechora.
Okay, so you have, let's say, Hagafen and the Bracha of Kiddush, and then Hagafen again, that's three. So that's knocking you down to 18, yeah? Where do the other three Brachas come from? I don't see it. What is that? Mitzvahs? I guess it says Mea Brachas B'Halacha. Again, I'm still missing three, you hear me? Because 57 to 28 is the 29 bracha difference. Plus, so an extra suda gets you eight brachas, is 21. Kiddush gets you three, 18. Are there three other brachas you make? By the way, I would say even more than that. You don't have tefillin. So you're up to 20. I'm missing five brachas now. But there's a lot of herring, you're saying. I don't know. I'm missing five brachas on Shabbos that he's not accounting for. So, b'shas hatzak, you should be mechavin to listen to Berchas HaTorah. That's, there, that alone is already, you know, you have seven oilam, right? Plus the mafter is eight oilam, is 16 brachas, plus the mafter and v'yano amin, you should answer amin. By the way, in Siman Reish Pei Dalet Sif Gimel in the Mishabura there, the Dershu quotes that l'chadchila listening to the brachas of the Oila counts to Mea brachas. By the way,
Chazor Shashatz is part of the minyan. Why isn't answering after Berachas HaTorah? Why isn't Shashatz?
Chazor Shashatz is what?
Part of the minyan during the week, part of the Mea. It's not called Shashatz answering.
Chazor Shashatz is not part of the Mea Brachos. Chazor Shashatz is not part of the Mea Brachos. Now, by the way, there's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos where this is very noigea for Yom HaKippurim. The Mishnah Berurah says that Ein Kelokeinu is considered a bracha. The reason why we say Ein Kelokeinu is Lahashlim. What we're missing from Mea Brachais. By the way, I believe in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, the Mishnah Berurah says that all the Shvachim that we say in the Piyutim also counts toward the Mea Brachais. So there are different levels of being Mekayim Mea Brachais. You know, we see that if you can't make a bracha proper, there is an inyan of making a bracha. If I'm not mistaken, you have a siddur in front of you. The Ben Ish Chai writes that another way to get it is you say in Vayivarech David, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokei Yisrael Menoilam. In other words, that also counts toward to the Mea Brachos. Oh, look what he says. He says, "Because of Magen Ram, Delayachnas Atzim V'Chashash Brachos Shein Atzich M'Shem Mitzvahs Mea Brachos. One should not enter into a concern of bracha she'en atzricha to get to 100 brachas. In other words, you can't make extra brachas to get to 100 brachas.
The Sfardim don't paskin like the Magen Avraham.
Mm-hmm.
They make brachas on Shabbat and before the meal. Well, different brachas, then they make hamotzi. After they make kiddush, then they make brachas on fruits and stuff, and then they make hamotzi. Mm-hmm. Not like the Magen Avraham.
Here he brings, let's say you know you're not going to get to 100 brachas. So the Brisker Rav says, is there an Indian to get to 90 over 80? In other words, is it 100 or bust? Or as close as you could get to 100, you should try. The Brisker Rav says it's 100 or bust. Once you're not, if let's say on a Shabbos, you're not getting there, then there's no Indian to be marbe v'brachas. Rav Aaron Leib Steinman and Rav Chaim says, even if you're not going to get to 100, there's an Indian to be moistened as much as you can. And Rav Chaim brings a raya from the Rambam the lashon of the Rambam is Yizayer Adam bebracha she'ina tzricha v'yarbe bebrachais hatzrichais. So it's mashal. There's an inyan to be marbe bebrachais when you can. But okay, here we have the psak that don't get involved in chashash bracha she'ina tzricha for mea bracha. So v'yom Kippurim gamkin yoytzei b'shmi asa brachas from b'shabbes ach v'yom Kippurim achar kol achesbainos chaseloi oid shalosh brachas. On Yom Kippur, you still give me missing three. Because the Magen the Yashem says, "Because Harayach Chala Basamim, be Mashemet by smelling Basamim." Akos Manchle Siach Daitoi, Mi LeHariach. However, so long as you're not Mi Siach Das from smelling the Basamim, Aser Lachzer Ulevarich, you can't go back and make another Bracha Mishum Bracha Shein Tzricha. V'chein Yuchal Hashem because Asheyotzer Abnes Damelai. Asheyotzer also counts. The Avshel Diyotzer Biatchak B'Mashmecham L'Shmaya. Chazaras Hashat. It could be the Shas Hadchak, your Yoitse, by listening to Chazaras Hashat. You hear this? It could be the Shas Hadchak, your Yoitse, Mea Brachos, by being Mechavein to Chazaras Hashat. Fine. Siv Dalet. Sorech Levarech Bechoyon, Shalayasani. Every day you have to make a bracha that God did not make me a guy. Shalai Sani did not make me a slave. Shalai Sani should not make me a woman. Even a ger could have made this bracha. But he should not say that God did not make me a guy. Sharei hoya akum etchila. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shalai Asani. The Yizar Shalai Yivarach Sha'asani Yisrael. You should not make the blessing that God made me a Jew. K'moy she'yesh be'ezah sidurim ha'idei shivash ha'tfos. Like we find in some sidurim through a corrupted text. K'yesham she'bazel lo'yichal yivarach shuv Shalai Asani Aved Shalai Asani Isha. If you're going to make the bracha Sha'asani Yisrael, then some say you lose making afterwards the bracha that you didn't make me an Eve, you didn't make me Isha. Oyved k'ychavim. So the order is, you didn't make me a guy, a slave, a woman. What if you first said that God did not make me a woman? Why? Because if you're already not a woman, then ki isha adifa mishteim, a woman is better than a guy. So that means you already thanked Hashem for not being a guy. An Eved is better than a guy. But he's not better than a woman. That if you do it out of order, you could make the bracha, but you don't want to do that and get involved in safek brachas. Okay, Rabbi Sait, let's hold it over here, and we'll see everyone tomorrow. Be'ezus Hashem.
We're just listening to a shiur from Simcha ben Akon, and he said over the brisker over.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.